Okay, so about an hour ago, I put on my Twitter that I was taking my dog to the vet to have her nails clipped. And so this recording is going to be all about that. So you know how sometimes, usually dogs, they have no problem with their nails clipped. They can have them done at home and the vet, no problem. Well, it's not my dog. My dog is normally really sweet, but she has she's emotional, okay? To put it that sometimes she likes to do what she wants to do. If she doesn't want to do it, she doesn't do it, and no one can make her, not even me. So step one, getting her into the car was no problem. She's a little fatso, but popped her in there, she sat on the seat next to me, and we drove off. Now it's luckily that the vet is not too far away from my house. It's really close. Which is good because halfway there, she tried to get out the door, but she couldn't open the door, but she was scratching at the door, and I had to hold her on the leash as I'm driving with one hand and holding her with the other to try and calm her down. Had the music on for her, which no, she was okay other than that. So we get there. Before I even get out of the car, she's trying to jump over me on the passenger seat. On the driver's seat, and she's trying to jump over me and get out the door before I even open the door. So I had to get out first, and she comes down. Okay, so she's walking slowly into the vet. So some guy opened the door for me and Sandy, which is good, as she didn't want to walk in there. She must have remembered from the last time she went. It didn't take long. They called her in right away. I knew she was very meek and quiet in the waiting room. Which was expected. What happened next was kind of expected too. So the guy came out for Sandy, my dog, and led her away. And meanwhile, as I'm watching her, I feel so bad. Her tail is down as they're walking away. And she has a little curled up tail, and it's not down like that unless she's afraid or scared. I feel so bad for her. So I'm waiting there just for a few minutes, and then, the girl asks me to pay, and then another woman comes out and she says, the nails clipped for Sandy. This is not going to happen. I'm standing there like, what? She says, they can't get the muzzle on her. She is barking, she's going to bite them, and she's lunging at them. Okay. So the girl says to me, well, you can give her, the vet can give her a prescription for something. I didn't want that. I didn't want her knocked out or anything. So I said that let me try to get the muzzle on her, which in my mind I knew that that probably wasn't going to happen. But if she was by me, she might let me do it. Says okay. Says wait by there. We'll bring you in room three. So I'm waiting there for a little while, and I'm just waiting. Hopefully I could do this. Otherwise they were going to reimburse me for what I paid, but I wanted her to have her nails clipped, and. So I'm waiting, and the guy comes out with her, and he said that they were able to do it. I'm like, I was so happy. And he said, yeah, no, we had to pin her down. Oh, my poor baby girl. But she was happy and everything as she's coming out to me. She wasn't going after anybody. She was just walking to me, panting hard because she had a big experience today. So I get her out to the car. This time she does not sit in the seat. She on the passenger seat. She sits on the floor by the passenger seat. And she, I get in. I'm making sure I'm holding her leash so she doesn't do anything. She was okay though. She was fine until we got back to my house. And then again, she's trying to jump over me to get out the door, my side door, as I'm trying to get out. And finally got out. She was so happy to be home. We took a little walk around before I took her in the house and show her that, that we're actually home, and she was so happy to be home. That didn't seem like it would be, so eventful. I don't know if you can hear, but she's barking right now. I think I'm going to feed her. I didn't want to feed her right away when I came home because she had a bad experience, and I didn't want her throwing up. So I'm going to feed her now. But I gotta go. I just wanted to record her experience, and hopefully she won't have to do this for another couple months, you know. There it is. So I'll come back later and record later something probably. Okay. Have a good day. Good morning. Bye.